Kvod Rabbi left. My wife and I have been going downhill with keeping Shabbos. My wife has been questioning why she continues to go to the mikveh. I try to explain to her this is something I will not accept. Is keeping Shabbos more important than the mikveh? Is it hypocritical to be stringent on the mikveh, not on Shabbos? Can you please discuss the importance to our family when it comes to the mikveh, and what importance does keeping a Shabbos bring to a family? Is one greater than the other in keeping it for the family? Anonymous in Canada. Mitzvahs aren't kept for the family. They are kept because one has responsibility to keep them because God said to keep them. Both Shabbos and mikveh are very important mitzvahs. However, the Torah is not an all-or-nothing situation, and every mitzvah you can keep is important. And just because you are lax in one doesn't mean you should be lax in others. Shabbos is extremely important. The Chafetz Chaim compared Shabbos to the shingle that a person hangs out to show that he's in business. And even if he goes on vacation, you still know he's in business. Once he takes the shingle down, you know he's out of business. Shabbos is most of the halachas of Shabbos that are from the Torah are liable to a death penalty, either physically or spiritually, and therefore the Shabbos is equal to all the other mitzvahs, and a person who doesn't keep Shabbos and brazenly desecrates it is considered in certain ways like a non-Jew. And if he touches wine, it's prohibited. If he shechts an animal, it's not kosher. So Shabbos is one of the foundations of Yiddishkeit. Mikveh also is a prohibition. Living together with a woman who has not gone to the mikveh properly is a chiyuv kares, a spiritual death penalty, both for the man and the woman. And the children that come from such a union are affected. And the whole holiness and purity of the home is affected. So it's also a very, very important mitzvah, even though all mitzvahs are important. But these two, one can see how they affect the entire home. So try to reinstate your observance of these mitzvahs on an ongoing basis to strengthen them more and more. And maybe you and your wife should learn the laws of Shabbos, the ideas of Shabbos, or maybe go to classes from people who can explain to you the importance of Shabbos, the importance of mikveh, and what the laws are really all about.